This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, welcome to the report.
Good to be back with you.
Great to be back with you. Before we talk about the Browns, who are coming off a much-needed bye, let's take a look at this Dallas Cowboys team. Offensively, they're led by Tony Romo. What jumps out to you?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're rejuvenated after they beat the Philadelphia Eagles last week. And I think they go as Tony Romo goes. I think there are two Tony Romos, though. And I think in Dallas, that's a concern. That keeps people up at night. When he's good, he is really good. And he is very exciting. And he can get hot. And he can produce a lot of points. When he has an off day, though, it's usually a really off day. I mean, there is a four-interception day in Tony Romo's life. In fact, there are a few of them. So I really think that's the key. What do the Browns get on Sunday? Do they have to play against a really hot, good Tony Romo? Or are they going to get him on an off day? If you get him on an off day, though, you stay in the game and you can beat them.
You look at this defense, Rob Ryan, 3-4 defense. Those three guys up front, they like to bring a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, he likes to bring it whether he's in Dallas, Cleveland, or anywhere in the NFL. I mean, he likes to bring pressure. And certainly with a young quarterback, he'll bring even more pressure. So I think that the Browns' offensive line is going to be tested. And I think Brandon Whedon's going to be tested in seeing where that pressure is going to come, because it will come in all directions. It might come all at once. But it's going to be pressure all day long. He always does it. That's his trademark. And I think it's been successful for him. And with the kind of people that he has, both up front and that front three and those linebackers that can really move on the outside, I think it's a good, it's a good call for him.
Special teams wise, we have number 16, Joshua Cribbs, but they have number 17, Dwayne Harris. And we saw him break one against the Philadelphia Eagles.
And the Eagles had not had a punt returned on them in years. I mean, and that was a great one. It really was. I mean, he busted that game wide open. I mean, that tells you what that kind of play can do in a ball game like that. So, special teams, it's always a great matchup when you have Joshua Cribbs. The thing about Cribbs this year that I think is the Cribbs of old, Jameer, is this. And I want people to notice this, is that even when the lane is not there and there isn't a clear path for him to just bust it and go, he still drags people along for a sizable return, a return that maybe should get nothing, ends up with 16, 17 yards. I mean, that's his worth this year, is that he continues to return well, but it's a very physical return that he's giving the Browns this year.
Looking at this Browns team offensively, what are some of the things you want to see after, like I said, they're coming off a much-needed bye?
Well, there are two numbers that jump out at me, and they really jumped out at me as I took a look at the Browns statistically during the bye week. Brandon Whedon's completing 55% of his passes, and I think that number has to go up. You know, I think before you're in the ball game, you got to be near 60 or over. You're really starting to play well. So 55%, there's room for growth there, which is simple. He's just got to, throw the ball and complete more passes, and we'll all be very, very happy. He's got to cut down on the interceptions, too. That number's high. But you look over on the Dallas side, Tony Romo's interceptions are high, too. I think he's got 13 going into the game, and Brandon's got 12. But for the Browns, the ability to hold on to the football and control it yourself. So he's got to throw it to our guys better, with more consistency. He's got to stop throwing it to the other team. And as he said the other day, hey, I've been trying to do that since I've been in Pee Wee football. So I think that that's going to be the goal. Those two numbers improving.
Well, Jimmy, thanks for breaking it down as always.
Good to be with you, Jameer.
Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. Be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com all week for all your Browns updates. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.